There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow
the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Here are today's top horse racing plays from Express Bet analyst Jeff Siegel at Belmont Park in the fifth race. Jeff likes number four, Royal Velvet at 7-2, and at Churchill Downs in the seventh. Jeff has number five, Sugar Mama's Cakery, on top at 9-2. Great name there. You can wager on these races and more at First Bet, the preferred horse racing app of VSiN. And if you sign up today using the code VEGAS22, you will get $100 in free bets. All you have to do is hit VSiN.com/horses for details on this exclusive offer for VSiN fans. That's VSiN.com/horses. And we had another Lamar Jackson incident pop up here. I only had McDonald's, though, again for the 37th straight day. What could possibly go wrong? I don't get it. Yeah, okay. All right. Yesterday, as always, again, around the end of June and early July, explosive days, right? Fireworks happen in the NBA with free agency. And then, you know, it looked like it was going to be kind of calm, cool, and collected with Kyrie when earlier in the week he announced that, look, I'm going to re-up with the Nets. Oh, that took about 12 hours to kind of correct itself, right? Because the news came out early in the morning that Durant was going to demand a trade, and then all hell broke loose, and the teams at the very top of his list, yeah, the Suns and the Heat, and immediately in some spots, DraftKings for one, they have a market up on Durant's next team, and the Suns like instantly moved to minus $2. I would say this, again, just because Durant maybe told the team that he wants to go to Phoenix, it doesn't mean the team has to ship him there. But then also reports came out later on that they're going to want two All-Stars in return. I would say good luck fetching that. Probably not going to happen. And some of the odds there. The Suns, minus $2. The Nets, 7-1. Sixers, 8-1. They were on the list. Heat, 9-1. I actually think the Blazers would be a good fit if they could somehow make that happen. But then they gave Simons $25 million a year yesterday. They're 12-1. And then that guy is so good that he was responsible for moving the market in the NBA, right? Because the Suns here at Circa, they were 14-1, which was the best number on that team. They dropped him here at Circa down to 7 or 8-1, mm-hmm. and every other spot put up basically a plus 550 or a 6-1 on Kevin Durant.
Okay, now what do you think of that? Some places took the futures market down, which I don't have a problem with because how important he is. But then you also, William Hill went to 5-1. You mentioned what they went to here. Other places went to 550 in that range. What do you think of that? I mean, it's just like it's like the $2 thing. Half the league called within half an hour.
Right, as they should, by the way.
He's got 4 years left on his deal. He doesn't have a no trade. I mean, they don't have to. They can trade him wherever they want, wherever they can get the best deal. So he can have his list, but they can also take that list, crumple it up, and throw it right back at him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting situation where it's like, okay, well, they did the right thing. He goes right to the owner. They demand the trade. They say, okay, sure, no problem. They knew it was actually coming. Then Durant hadn't talked to the team since the season was over. Felt that they didn't do a better job of understanding Kyrie.
I would say this.
They weren't even notified. They found out like everyone else did when Kyrie opted in.
This is why they call it gambling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so again, all week long, I was staring at Suns 14-1 right here at Circa. I never bet it. And I want to know what the Suns are going to give up in return. Like,
yes.
If you told me it's going to be Ayton, and then...
Well, Ayton's gone. So that's number one.
Oh, no, I know, but...
But, okay.
A guy who works and has been in Phoenix forever at a radio station said yesterday he has two sources telling him the Nets don't want Ayton. But if you told me it's going to be Ayton and then some, like, picks, I would say I hate myself for not grabbing 14-1. But if it's Ayton, Bridges, Cam Johnson, I mean, then you're starting to, like, really get rid of a lot of key parts of that team. And so my point is at 5-1, no thank you.
Yeah. I will take my chances with Durant, Booker, and Paul with a 64-win team. The other thing is the response to Ayton could be a negotiating tactic or ploy.
It could be.
What do you mean you're not interested in him? What are you doing here? Jordan's not available, guys. I mean, we want two all-stars. We want this. We want that. That has to be a negotiating ploy. Because that's a pretty good return, what you would have.
Oh, my God.
You would have Harris, Curry, Ayton, Bridges, and Ben Simmons.
I got to be honest. Will the Nets be offered a better deal than that? If that's the deal, again, that's actually maybe on the table from the Suns, or if the Suns are willing to give that up, I don't know if they would be. I don't know if any team can offer anything better than that.
Not bad.
I mean, Bridges was in the running for the Defensive Player of the Year. Cam Johnson's one of the better players in the NBA off the bench. Ayton, say what you want about that position. What is he, 17-10 guy?
Can you do better than that? Then it's going to have to be a three-way. You have to get some other teams involved. Oh, that would be. My favorite one to date is, it would be, I think if I understand this right, Ayton, Bridges, Richardson, 3 first-round picks to the Nets. The Suns get KD. The Lakers get Kyrie. The Spurs get Westbrook and 2 first-round unprotected picks from the Lakers.
So what is that? I think you rattled off 4 teams?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that could be.
And also, but because of this again, and I had one of the leading odds makers in the NBA in Las Vegas tell me this yesterday, he was not going to have to move the market at all. But because KD did this, he's the one guy responsible for him adjusting numbers on the future board, right? And again, his words, not mine. He said, if the Lakers got Kyrie, it's a bigger move for that team to get rid of Russell Westbrook than it is to get Kyrie Irving in return. That's all you need to know again about that guy.
Yep.
When one of the leading NBA odds makers in this entire city tells you that.
You know, and Durant can't win either. He's taken a lot of abuse. I just don't. He just decided to ride with the wrong friend and the wrong guy. That's one thing here. He played out his contract with OKC. He left. He also was surprised by what happened. When LeBron left, yes, it was outrage. How can you leave? What are you doing? Well, you're going, you're joining up with Bosh and Wade. How dare you? But then he won, and it was great for LeBron. Oh, this is awesome. Okay, LeBron. And then Durant leaves, but also who he went to. He went to a team that set the record for wins. But he said, I didn't feel satisfied. Winning the championship didn't change anything, and people still ripped him for what he did, even though he was the star of that team and how great he played and winning the finals MVP.
Yeah.
But then he finishes out his contract, and then he goes to Brooklyn. This is the first time he's requesting a trade. So But the thing that also comes back to bite him here is, on his list, he goes with 2-1 seeds and a team that just won 64 games on top of his list.
Yeah, probably not a good look.
So, yes. So
I loved all the memes and the tweets coming out yesterday. He joined LIV Golf.
Yeah, right.
That was pretty good. Other teams that he was going to make, he's going to hop on the Yankees or now the Astros because the Astros were so good against the Yankees. That was pretty good. Some of the other signings yesterday, look, we knew that the Sixers were, or we thought we knew, the Sixers were going to land P.J. Tucker. That's a pretty good signing. Again, he's been in the league for a long, long time. He's getting up there in age for sure, but was a part of that championship team with the Bucks on the Heat last year. I thought that was a good deal combined,
yes, it was.
Combined with what Harden decided to do.
Good for him. He walked away from a, maybe $15 million a year for over 4 or 5 years. Good for him that he did this. All right? Because it allows him to be flexible and make some moves. They get Tucker. They got Drummond. I think they got Drummond.
No, Drummond went to the Bulls.
Was the Bulls? Okay, got that. Okay, got that wrong. But some other moves that they made. So good for him that they have some depth and some flexibility, and who knows if they're done. So a good job by Harden there to do that.
I thought the Bucks had a good day yesterday.
Yes, they
in
did.
In my
opinion. I was surprised. Yes, they re-signed Portis. They also got Ingles. Utah might blow this up over the weekend. Keep an eye on that. They traded O'Neal for a pick. That was a great move to get Ingles. And how about this? Here's a guy. I mean, come on. So Beal opts out and then re-signs with the Wizards for 5 for $251. I love what Tim Legler said about where you're going to be irrelevant for the next 5 years. This is a guy, at what point do you want to win, though? I mean, come on. That guy has never been on a contender. He's won, what, went into the first round twice in his career? Is that it? And you're just stuck in purgatory there with the Wizards. Okay, congratulations. You made a ton of money and you got paid. But at some point, you want to say, I would like to win and accomplish something in this league. Yeah. And it's never going to happen.
I will say this, though. On the flip side, I really understand people who dislike the players in the NBA who want to move every single year. I mean, the hatred for Kyrie Irving, it's very easy to understand. He's not a likable guy.
Right.
And he changes teams now, on it seems like, every other month.
Yeah. Well, that's one individual. He's just, he's a loony too. That just,
no, but people feel the same way about Durant too.
Well, I don't think that's fair. He's been 15 years in the league.
No, no, I know that.
He's been on three teams.
I know how he changes teams so often. I think people find it refreshing when Curry plays for the same team for his entire career.
Right, but that's...
Like Tony Gwynn in baseball, you know what I'm saying? Stayed with the Padres for 20 years.
Well, I agree with Hawk Harrelson. He used to say this. Every guy should be on a 1 or 2 year contract.
That's fine.
That's how sports should be.
That'd be great.
I mean, look at what's happened to baseball. Oh, here's 8 years, God knows how much money, and the guy phones it in.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Angels, all the moves they make, and Rendon and what's happened.
Almost every signing they make has been a disaster.
Right.
I mean, Josh Hamilton.
Yeah.
Rendon.
Yeah. The other thing, too, Beal at some point could just say, I want out then. I got my money, and that's I'm good. Now I want to go to a contender.
Now find me a trade partner.
Yes. Yeah,
that could happen.
Yeah. How about Peyton going to the Blazers? That happened late last night, too. That's one guy that got away from the Warriors.
Yeah, that's a nice addition by the Blazers, and I would say at least a somewhat significant loss for the Warriors. He was a very nice role player off the bench. Defensively, he gave them a huge spark. So, yeah, there you go with one player anyway leaving the title team, although it appears they're going to bring everybody else back the way it looks.
Yep. My God. Yesterday was the three-year anniversary of the DeAndre news with Kyrie and Durant. I would hope now an organization never turns over the reins to the superstar again.
It did not. I mean,
you can't. Get rid of this coach who did a good job, Atkinson, and took the Nets to the playoffs. Get rid of him. We want our guy, right? Get rid of Allen, who's a better player than Jordan. It's not even close to bring our buddy in. I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, it has to be considered an all-time failure.
It is. Catastrophic, unmitigated disaster.
Yeah, it really was. Yep.
Yep.
And that is hard to say when an NBA team adds some of the best players in the entire league to their team.
As you're right, you mentioned earlier, Houston has the rights or can swap picks with the Nets for the next 5 years.
Forget about it. Yep. We will touch on today's Major League Baseball card coming up next. He's taking the mound. I don't think people realize he has the third worst ERA in all of baseball. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Yeah. If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games, including blackjack, roulette, slots, plus live dealer table games. And just this week, DraftKings Casino paid out some huge wins. A player bet $20 and won over $40,000 on Sapphire Spin. Another player bet $15 and won over $30,000 on Assassin Moon. Download the DraftKings app today. New customers can claim a deposit bonus up to $2,000. They start you off with $50 in free credits just for signing up. Download the DraftKings Casino app and use code VSIN to claim this offer. Casino.DraftKings.com for full details.
Okay, so today's Major League Baseball card, I will say this, Paulie. Either it's going to be like a semi-bloodbath for the books because people who like to bet, like the public betting high-priced favorites on parlays, there are some serious favorites on the board today, taking on, you know, with good pitchers going against some pretty crappy teams.
We've got seven teams that lay in $1.80 or
look,
more.
How many teams are laying $2?
Yep.
The Yankees, the Twins, that number's too high, in my opinion.
Twins, 225? How do you go to war with that bullpen?
Oh, the Brewers, the Braves as well? Yeah.
I love the Yankees on the run line. This is going to get ugly. This is not going to go well for Savali. He has made it through five innings twice, the whole season.
It's been bad.
Twice. And you're seeing this lineup, right? And it's Cole, too?
Yeah. His ERA is 7.20.
Yes. And they swept him earlier this year. And this is, okay, it's a fun story coming back and, you know, this Twins team embarrassing themselves. But this is, I mean, they should rough him up.
That
prop you always talk about, recorded outs. Does this guy get through three? Does this guy get nine outs? I mean, they're gonna destroy him.
You know, I was specifically searching for that prop here in Las Vegas yesterday. I couldn't find it anywhere.
Okay.
How many outs recorded by a pitcher?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and the Yankees are going to get nine full at-bats today. They're a road team. On the money line, or run line, I should say, they're about $1.30 in that neighborhood.
I like that.
I don't disagree.
Good fun.
You want to, so, can we call it a bad loss by the Padres last night?
Yeah, considering.
He went seven, struck out 10. I mean, it was 1-1 going to, the seventh?
Yeah.
And they could get nothing off of, Mitch White?
Yeah. That because factored in what's on the line today. It's Gonsolin, who's 9-0 with a 1-5-0, and you're throwing Snell. And you haven't won a game this year when Snell started. And he's personally 0-5 with a 5-6-0. My God. So now it's a 2.5 game lead in the division. Huge four-game set. Head-to-head, 3-1 Dodgers. They got a bunch left. They play 19 times. So you look at the schedule and say, yeah, you should win that game.
So
and
they're
what you're up against tonight.
Dodgers are higher than plus 120 on the run line here. I got to tell you, again, with the Gonsolin power rating, I don't get it. You're telling me that if Walker Buehler was healthy and he had the same numbers as Tony Gonsolin, he'd be $1.77 today?
Yeah, no respect. Look at the Cy Young market.
Buehler would be like 250, maybe higher.
Good point.
The power rating on Gonsolin's been off for like a month.
Yep.
And he pitched again against the Braves on Sunday night, and he was really good. Strider went for the Braves in that game, and he just they eventually won the game, and it went to extras.
Yeah,
but
he was solid.
He was.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So here to pay off the tease, I don't think a lot of people would realize, and I'm not going to beat a dead horse here, but I did not like the signing of Jose Berríos in the offseason. I liked it when they traded for him last year, but to give him that much money, I thought, oh boy, that's going to go sideways. I did not even, Paulie, I never could have anticipated it actually being this bad. Here's the point. He has the third worst ERA among all qualified pitchers. Boy. Patrick Corbin has the worst ERA in baseball at 6.06. Germán Márquez is number two. Jose Berríos is number three. 5.86 with the ERA. All of the underlying numbers are also ugly. His ERA is worse than Hunter Green.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that should put it into perspective for you.
Yep.
And he's favored today. Now, here's the deal. We ran down all the numbers on Kikuchi, and that betting number was never on the board until after the show was over with yesterday. But Kikuchi was really good yesterday. Struck out eight. Rays could do nothing. Berríos, what, $1.30?
Yep. Day game, too. I don't know. That's odd. I don't know what's going on in Toronto. It's a day game, but the total's nine. All five games have gone under this year between these two teams head-to-head. Toronto in a funk. They've lost 10 of 15. So, excuse me, Tampa's lost 10 of 15.
Yes.
And three in a row. So, I like the Rays. I think the Rays snap out of it here.
This and they got Kluber going. And
yeah, and this guy's been batting practice. Sure.
Got to be honest, Kluber's having a pretty decent year.
Mm-hmm.
I am concerned about the Rays hitting is the only thing. How about this is how bad the A's are. The Mariners are throwing Gonzalez tonight, and they're in the $2 range.
Yeah.
And the A's, of course, they break out. They score six runs last night. They still can't cover the run line. They lost 8-6. And they're actually better on the road than they are at home, but Caprillion goes today for the A's. And
Much better.
I don't know. Is $1.80 enough? You've seen $1.70 on the screen. You can find better than that. Would you take a dollar? Would you take $2 with the A's today?
I don't want the A's. No way. Not unless it's Blackburn. No way, no how. And certainly if you want to do anything, they're the Twins now. If you want to do anything with the A's, it's got to be first five only because the bullpen's a travesty too. Yep, absolutely.
I tell you, I would like to make a bigger case today for the Orioles against the Twins, but because this number on the Twins today, they're 225 or maybe even higher. They are sending Ryan to the mound, who has been one of their better starters. ERA, very good. FIP, also pretty solid. Not a lot of home runs allowed. He's been a little fortunate with the BABIP. Decent K rate. But the Orioles are trotting Spencer Watkins out, and his numbers are not good. ERA is higher than 5. The FIP is higher than that. Doesn't strike out many batters. Walks too many. It's just, right now, it's funny to see the Twins laying 225 in a game. Regardless of really who the competition is.
Yep. Why are the Astros so cheap? They beat the Yankees. That has definitely got to be cause for concern for New York. They have shut them down. Their starters have shut them down.
Can't hit them.
No. But Javier is only $1.40 at home against the Angels. That surprises me. And then you have Burns, $2 in Pittsburgh. And what a run Burns has been on.
Oh, he's been awesome.
With his whips under one. And they are 6-1. They blew it yesterday, but they're 6-1. Head-to-head against the Pirates this year.
Yeah.
But this Astros freight train keeps on a rolling here.
Yeah. So, again, I would shop around. I noticed globally last night that Javier opened in the $1.31, $1.32 range, which I thought, wait a second, that can't be right. Oh, it was right. And now, again, you're seeing $1.65 out there at some spots on the Astros. So this technically has been like a 30-cent move already. But the opener last night that I saw was way too short. Against the Angels. This team is a freight train right now.
Yep. Very impressive. When you do the Yankees like that, yep, absolutely.
You think the Mets are a little bit too high today, too?
No, not really. Bassett, I trust Bassett.
Do you? Okay. I bring it up because the Rangers are, again, they're feisty. They're a pretty good team.
Yeah. That leads down to 3.5, though. 3.5 game lead. And Bassett, I think, is it 4 now? Bassett. I think it shut them down.
Yeah.
That's our first three-game losing streak of the season, but now an easy schedule for the Mets before the All-Star break.
One more I wanted to throw at you, and it might sound dumb to say this on July 1st, but a possible make-or-break series between the White Sox and Giants? Like, if either team sweeps the other team here?
If there's a sweep, I could see that.
If there's a sweep, the losing team is going to be in some really bad shape. because the Giants have not been playing great ball, and they need to keep up with all these teams in the National League and that division. And then the White Sox, too. I mean, just with Lynn out there today. It would be nice for this team if they could get a nice spark from him, and if he go like six innings, strike out like five, six guys, and limit the Giants to like two runs. Can he do that? I'm not so sure.
I like the over. I think the total's too low at 7.5.
7.5?
I do lean Cardinals, first look. Michaelis has been spectacular going back the last few starts. Falter goes for the Phillies. This Goldschmidt thing is real and spectacular.
Uh-huh.
Even money in some places to win the MVP. 19 home runs, 65 RBIs. He scored 56 runs. He leads the league in batting average. He had that long hitting streak. He also had that long streak where he was reaching base in 45 games in a row. It's ridiculous how great this guy's been.
Yep.
And that seems a little cheap today on the road. Again, the Phillies broke out of it yesterday, but I don't trust Falter. I think the Cardinals will get to him, and the Michaelis can hold them in check.
I thought the same thing. It feels like everybody, you know, betting baseball, talking about baseball, they've been waiting for some negative regression with Michaelis, especially after that near no-hitter when he threw like 130 pitches. I'm one of them. It hasn't been there. He goes out there like every 5 days, and it's like, oh, there's another beauty pitched by a Michaelis. So maybe it doesn't come again today. And there's one more. Now, this it can get tricky at Coors, obviously, but Merrill Kelly's been pretty good when you look at the overall numbers on the season. I'm not calling him outstanding or anything like that, but he's been pretty decent. They're getting plus money. They're the dog today against Senzatella in the Rockies. Not so sure about that.
Yeah, okay. Rich Hill goes for the Red Sox, too. Another day game.
Yes.
Boston's in Chicago. Hello, Marquee. Hello, Inessen.
That's, well, you know what to do with Rich Hill if you like him. That's got to be a first five,
mm-hmm.
right? Because he's going to go out there and probably give you like 4 1/3, 4 2/3, maybe 5 innings, maybe a little bit beyond that where he's going to be solid. But that's pretty much the shelf life on him.
All right, let's stay hot. Yankees run line. Let's keep it going. Now we're going against Cleveland here. Okay. After backing Cleveland, we're going against Cleveland.
Yeah, makes some sense.
Yep, they're going to rough us of all A up.
All right, let's follow the money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Good feedback today on several topics, including what happened yesterday in the Pac-12 and how they're going to be merging, some of the teams are, with the Big Ten. We'll run down the reaction we're getting on that. And also more NFL props that are available. How about this? Wins inside the division this year. Very creative. We will run down some of the numbers for you coming up next.
The Sports Betting Network.
Wimbledon's here. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your go-to sportsbook for all tennis-related betting. Through July 4th, place a $25 wager on Wimbledon at Bet Rivers. You get a free $10 live bet to use on any Wimbledon match. Log into the Bet Rivers app, and you can even live stream tennis matches right from Bet Rivers Online Book.
Okay, we're getting really good feedback today on several different topics. I'll begin with this. Thank you to @AreWeNewHere on Twitter. By the way, you can follow us there, tweet us, @VSinLive, @MitchMossRadio, @PaulieHoward. Darren Revelle reported this. Bobby Bonilla isn't the happiest Mets player today. Max Scherzer is. Although he pitched 5.5 seasons with the Nationals, his salary was deferred.
He did it too?
Today, he gets wired his first of 7 $15 million payments.
Oh, stop.
And the Mets are paying him an average of $43.3 million for three seasons.
He gets all that from the Nationals?
Yes, according to Revelle.
He deferred the money?
Yeah, it's the first of 7 different $15 million payments. I don't know if it's every July 1st. That's my assumption right now.
Oh, my God.
But what an unbelievable move by Max Scherzer.
Oh.
So when he's retired, he's still like every July 1st waking up.
Yeah.
Hey, babe, where do you want to go? Like at the end of June.
Well, yeah, just.
What do you want to do?
He bought everyone dinner.
Do you want to fly to Mars?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, God. Come on.
Uh-huh. Smart move.
Oh,
I know you've talked about like taking the one payment when you hit megabucks as opposed to.
Oh, you have to do
that. You have
to
do that.
Oh,
you have
to, no-brainer.
For sure.
No-brainer.
But I like it when athletes do this. This is from.
The amount you make off the interest. Not to mention you could drop dead.
Yep. Gym Teacher 215, are we overrating Kyrie and KD as winners? They both won on championship teams playing side-by-side with two of the best players, LeBron and Steph, whoever won champions.
Kyrie, yes, not Durant. Durant was the finals MVP.
Yeah.
Durant also was great at OKC. They had a 3-1 lead over Golden State that won 70 games. They blew it.
Sure.
Okay. How much would Durant have won if he didn't have Westbrook? I mean, Westbrook would continue to chuck or throw him the grenade with 2 seconds left on the shot clock.
I mean, we're pulling our hair out 12 years ago watching that.
Come on. Kyrie, yes, not Durant.
KD's not. Kyrie is wildly overrated, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's living off one shot. Through all this, through all the BS, through all the garbage, all the hype, they won one playoff series.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
This is from The Real Josh 05. As a college football diehard, I can live with the NIL, but these teams switching conferences are terrible and makes no sense.
Oh, geography be damned. It's terrible. Pac-12's done now. It's going to be Oregon, Washington, UCLA, USC.
Yeah. Maybe others.
You're going to play conference games in Piscataway, New Jersey?
I'm sure at some point we're going to get used to this and it's going to be okay, but what we're going to have
we'll never get used to it.
It's going to be probably two 32-team conferences is what we're looking at, is my guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, the Lincoln Riley thing, too. He got a ton of cash, but this is,
This is from, how about this from Tom on Twitter? The Pac-12 has had more than a decade to get their house in order and have failed miserably. Can't blame USC or UCLA one iota. No, this is on the Pac-12. Again, raise your hand if you've been able to easily find the Pac-12 network over the last 5 years. No? Well, then join millions of others.
Yeah, but what are you going to play at 9 in the morning now, local time? I mean,
make the network readily available.
Yeah, that's a terrible. I know that's a terrible job, but it's. You could also say it's you problem too. Well, how about you win some games? How about Oregon wins a big game? How many opportunities did they? The Herbert team. Blew that game against Auburn. I mean, come on.
And no way, no how should USC ever be down.
No.
And I screamed on the air.
Themselves.
Right. I screamed, holy hell, for 5 years. Clay Helton, what? Yeah. I mean, the day they gave him the job, I'm like, you are USC, man. You don't give the job to somebody like this. You go out and get whoever you want. You can pick the guy that you want to. You don't settle for that. Yeah. And then you settled for 5 years.
Well, I liked them too, but they shouldn't have hired Kiffin. That shouldn't have happened either.
Yeah.
They went Kiffin, they went Sark, they passed on Peterson, they passed on a lot of guys.
Boy, I mean.
Could have had Urban Meyer maybe.
The college football, and that tweet that we showed earlier, USC and UCLA playing in the snow potentially like in November.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. But also like the college basketball trips that they're going to take on. They're in the same conference beginning in 2024. They're going to have to go play Maryland and Rutgers and Penn State. Amazing.
Well, think of those tough road trips. Football. You're going into Happy Valley. You're going into Columbus. You're going to play Iowa on the road. I mean, these are tough places to play.
Absolutely.
The 100,000 people, the big house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
All right. So we have touched on available future bets to make and William Hill, again, available like in a dozen states across the country. They've done a great job with their NFL futures. And, Paulie, they are also offering wins inside each division. Now, I couldn't find every team on the board, but most of them are up on the board. For example, if you want to begin in the best division in football, the AFC West, I couldn't find the Broncos number. But inside the division, how many wins for the Chiefs? 3.5 this year. Now, these numbers are going to have various juice on it as well. The Chargers are also 3.5. Are the Chargers going to go 4-2 or 5-1 in that division?
That's a tough one. They should have swept Kansas City last year. But then you can't be surprised if then they would stub their toe and give games away and the Raiders could get them. Right.
Right. The Raiders number is 2.5.
Yeah, I mentioned that yesterday. They went 3-3 last year in the division. But I don't think they sweep Denver this year. But a team that won 10 games and added Adams. That's it. The one I like is the Saints, which we mentioned yesterday, with 3. But yeah, the Raiders, that's intriguing. And also, it's the Chargers. It's hard to go to bat with the Chargers.
I was looking at ESPN did a story yesterday on, all they did is they ranked the best rosters in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the Chargers, I believe, 3rd overall.
Well, that's almost every year. All the talent. Yep. Oh, they won. They went 8-8. The talent.
Yeah, they had the Bills number 1, most talent, best roster. Mm-hmm. Buccaneers number 2, Chargers were number 3, Rams were number 4. I think they had the Packers number 5. But I'll tell you this, it's July 1st today, but what I'm reading about the Packers defense, I said this at the end of last year, maybe this team changes a little bit going into this season because the defense, when they were healthy, they played really well. there is a big narrative going around right now that the Packers might have like maybe the best defense in football. I don't know if I want to get there with it yet. I mean, that's a huge step to take with that team.
Okay.
Good talent overall, but people are really getting nuts. By the way, staying in the NFC South with the, you brought up the Saints at 3, the Buccaneers, 4.5. So we're just going to go out there and expect them to go 5-1 or 6-0 in the division this year?
I know. Detillier made a strong case for the Saints yesterday. I'll give you how about the Colts? The Colts won't go 4-2 in the division, barring an injury?
Yeah. I saw that one at 3.5. Now, I think it has some pretty heavy juice on it, but...
Yeah. I'm not in love with Matt Ryan, but this is... How bad the step back that the Titans will take?
Well, Here's the thing, right? Can they at least split with Tennessee?
Yes.
I would say yes.
Well, they've owned them.
So that's one.
Yeah.
They need 3 more. Are they going to go 500 or below against the Texans and the Jags?
Yeah, at least they owned them with luck. But
remember this, though. Hey, the Colts again last year got stung when they went to Jacksonville. Cost them a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget 2 years ago, week one, Survivor.
Yeah.
So they've had issues down there.
Yeah, $500 for a hat. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
That sticks out to me, though, 3.5. And we'll see what happens here as the hearing's over and what Watson's going to get. But the Bengals have a tough schedule. But are they going to go 4-2 in the division? Would you be surprised if the Ravens sweep them? And then it depends when. Did you see when do they play the Browns? Because what if he gets 8 games or if he gets 10 games? Would he miss both? And then could they get the Steelers week 1? But that thank you. So they're So it's week.
Yeah, they get in week 14.
Week 14. Okay. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, because the Bengals would have to go at least 4-2. They have the highest number in that division. The Ravens are 3. The Steelers are 3. Yeah. And then there's no number on the Browns. That is, the Steelers have to win 4 games in that division to beat you.
Now, that's aggressive.
That really is.
Yes.
I would look under there, and the Ravens, to lose the Ravens bet, if you go over, they have to go 2-4 or 1-5 in that division. My God, we have so many good divisions this year in football.
Yeah.
It's nuts. The NFC West, by the way, the Rams are 4. The 49ers are 3.5. Think about that one for a second. If it's going to be Lance the entire time. Ooh. And they made, this was a surprising number. I think this is a very sharp number on the Cardinals. 2.5. A playoff team from last year.
Yeah. Everyone's down on them now.
Yeah, they really are.
Mm. Yep. Winners and Whiners crushed it last night. They had a good week combined. Check out the experts and get up there with their promotion. Fireworks, 75. You get 75% off anything on the site, including their best bets backed by a win guarantee. Fireworks, 75. For 75% off at checkout at winnersandwiners.com. 75% off fireworks, 75.
Okay. How stoked are you for tomorrow night, the UFC card?
Oh, it's from top to bottom. It's great.
It's an excellent card.
For a casual fan that, you recognize a lot of people, and that's a lot of the names. Very good.
Yep.
Especially if Lou can give out a lot of plays, too.
Yeah, he's one of the best in the business. Lou Finocchiaro will join the show coming up next. He is great at betting the UFC and breaking this down. And by the way, he likes a huge dog on the card. He'll tell you which one coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Tune in to VSEN's Combat Sports Podcast, First Strike, for a full breakdown of Saturday's UFC card here in Vegas. Dave Ross is joined by UFC fighters Steve Wonderboy Thompson and Cub Swanson, as well as John Anik, the announcer, to tell you who has the edge. First Strike is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. All DraftKings Sportsbook customers for UFC 276 can place the same game parlay and double your winnings if the bet cashes. Download the app if you're not a customer yet. Use the code VSEN when you sign up and place your UFC same game parlay. You can catch First Strike today on VSEN's YouTube channel or wherever you download your favorite podcast.
Okay, let's get into that card then. Lou Finocchiaro does a great job with every single UFC card, and you can read his write-ups at Point Spread Weekly, VSEN.com/Subscribe. Good morning, sweet Lou. Let's begin with the main event. And I did read your write-up in Point Spread Weekly on Adesanya versus Cannonier. And you like the dog. I haven't heard many people make the case for Cannonier, but you're going to tell us, please, sir, the path to victory for him.
Well, first of all, guys, thanks so much for having me on your show. I listen every morning, so it's a pleasure to be on. This is going to be an awesome fight. And really, you have to look no further than the stare downs last night after the press conference. Cannonier brings an unusual energy to fights. And after he was introduced and they panned to Izzy put his belt down to mock Cannonier. Izzy is completely aware that this is going to be his toughest fight. Cannonier has the power of Vettori. He moves as well as Whitaker. And he's got the power of Gastelum. The path for victory to Cannonier is simple. He must take the legs away from Izzy. There's no way that his feet can match Izzy's feet. Izzy's fluidity, his movement, athleticism, we all know. That's what makes him what he is. But if Cannonier can chop a leg, a calf, two legs, impede his movement, this fight changes diametrically. If I'm the corner for Cannonier, I'm out there with a leg attack first, take the kid's movement away, beat up his body, and then take him down. This fight should be lined Adesanya as a favorite, in my opinion. but I line at 220, 250. It's double that. I can't ignore that. I must take a look at Cannonier because I believe he has a really, really good chance of winning this fight, guys.
Well, he's a big name, and people look at the record and only one loss. Should our listeners wait? I mean, it's as high as 4-1 here on the dog.
Yeah, right now that price is so good, and I'm tracking the thing opening at 310. So I'd take a little 4 or 405 or 4 whatever right now and wait and know that you're going to take a little more later. Listen, Cannonier has fought at heavyweight, light heavyweight, and now middleweight. He has knocked out athletes at heavyweight, light heavyweight, and middleweight. So the power is no problem. Will the plan come through? And the plan has to revolve around slowing this phenomenal athlete down.
Okay, then would you take a pop at plus 650, Cannonier by KO, TKO disqualification, or 28-1 by submission?
You know, no, because I'm getting, I don't want to be a pig at 4-1. let's let Cannonier figure out how he's going to do it, because I don't see a submission. It would probably be TKO or KO. You know, if a fight goes to decision, no, minus 120. I might like a little of that.
Okay.
All right.
A unique perspective on the co-main event. The first two fights were close. Some felt Holloway won. The round props 4.5. Volkanovski is a $2 favorite. You think he'll have an easy or easier time of it? Explain, please.
Yeah, I think Volkanovski clearly won the first fight. The second fight, very close. If somebody said that they thought Max won, I got no problem with that. Mm-hmm. But they raised Volkanovski's arm. It's my opinion, after watching Max really compete at his best against Calvin Kattar, the next fight against Yair Rodriguez was a disappointment. And it showed me that, it showed me, not others maybe, that Max's skills, maybe he's not as sharp, maybe he's not as crisp, maybe he's not what he used to be. He's 29 years old, he's still young, but he's been through wars. I think Max's skills have ebbed, and I think Volkanovski is a motivated, legitimate, best featherweight of all time, and I lean to Volkanovski getting this done inside the distance. You'll get a good price there as well. You won't hear many opinions in that vein.
All right. How about a couple dogs now? Let's start with Riddell against Turner. Riddell plus 135 in that range. Take it away.
Yeah, Riddell fights out of Adesanya Volkanovski camp. He's a little bit short for the 155-pound division. He's fighting this monster, Jalen Turner. He's, you know, 6'4", comes in there. People wonder how he makes the weight, and he's vicious. That said, he hasn't fought out of the first round or into the second round in three or four fights. Riddell is going to have to weather a furious first round here. And if he can do that and get this fight into the second round, I think his striking, his movement, and his IQ, way too much for this kid. We got to get this fight to round two. And if you want to maybe consider playing live, hold off. Watch Jalen Turner beat the brakes off our guy for a round and then jump in on Riddell when he's plus 200 or 300. That could be a plan as well, but I like Riddell as a dog here. Too much skill, too much striking, too much wrestling.
Can you make a case for Cerrone?
Yes, because Cerrone's last couple of fights against Joe Lozon were scheduled at 155, Paulie, and because of that, they kept getting cancels. Once was Cowboy, a couple times Joe. Now, to save Jim Miller's fight, who lost Bobby Green, they decided to put these two together for a rematch of a fight of 2014 where Cowboy kicked him in the head and knocked him out. So they agreed to 170. Jim Miller's a 155-pound fighter and a touch undersized at that. That said, he's been busy and looking good, and he's healthy. And that's a big thing for Miller. Miller's the rightful favorite, but at 170, he's a rightful favorite 130, 150, maybe 160, not 200 or better. If I had a gun to my head because of 170, I'd take Cowboy. But it's not a fight I'm interested in. There's young razor blades fighting on this card. I don't have to go after the geriatrics.
Okay. Then which young razor blades do you want to back on this card?
You know, there's a young razor blade named Duplessis on this card, and he's getting an awful lot of attention. In fact, his opponent Tavares open minus 120. Tavares is now on the take back plus 120 or plus better than 120. Listen, Tavares has experience. He's been in with really great fighters, and he trains in Las Vegas. This is a home fight for him. Duplessis from South Africa comes in strong, power, but he's young and he gets hit. This is a bad matchup for Duplessis. So while Tavares isn't young, he's gone from favorite to underdog, and I like Tavares in this fight.
How about a female fight? Stoliarenko, dog plus 135, same price as Riddell.
Yeah, and a little bit similar story, Paulie, to the Cerrone fight, because Jessica Rose Clark was unable to make the weight at 125, so she has to fight at 35, where she's a little bit undersized. Now, she's a tiger, but Stoliarenko has got a really good wrestling base. She's big, she's strong, and while everybody's flocking to Jessica Rose Clark, I think the value actually lies in Stoliarenko, who opened at plus 100, and she's growing a little bit. Be patient. She's about 130 now. By the time they drop the puck, she's going to be a little better than that. And I think because of size and the fact that she's a legit 135er, she has advantage here.
Is there a path for Munoz against Sugar Sean, or is it a bad matchup for him?
No, there's a path for Munoz, and here's the path to beat Sugar Sean, and that is to make sure you press him backwards and make him fight and struggle and strain for 2.5 rounds. The kid is flashy and in distance can control anything, but if you make him wrestle and you make him exert, those last 2.5 minutes of a 15-round fight are where he can be compromised. Can Munoz get him there? The problem with Munoz is that he's short, he has no reach, and he's 35 years old. O'Malley, long, tall, fast, athletic. This fight was handpicked for O'Malley, but there is a path for Munoz.
Last 30 seconds, Lou. Any opinion on the Lawler fight, aside, or the round prop, 2.5 under is plus 150 here at Circa?
Yeah, Barbarena is a guy that trains at the MMA lab where I get a lot of my spoon-fed information. He's now training in North Carolina, and I really like the guy. But this isn't a really good matchup for him. Barbarena tends to exert great for 7.5 minutes. In the last 7.5, he can kind of lunge and grab hold. He's had some back issues that prevent him from really getting into tip-top shape, in my opinion. Lawler, though 40, is a smart, beguiling fighter, and I think this fight, even though it's based on pick'em, I lean to Lawler slightly here. Okay. But again, older guys.
You're the best. Thanks, Lou.
Thanks, Lou.
Good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks so much for having me on, fellas. Good luck to everybody.
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customer service,
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedena. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.